We've been trying without much success to leave the Advent themes behind us, but there are so many implications and applications connected to the birth of God's Son on this planet. And we realize that there's so much that we've left unremarked that I can't quite leave the theme behind just yet. You know, there are Christmas verses outside the Gospels. We had already talked about some of the prophecies in the Old Testament, especially that first prophecy in Genesis 3 and that most famous prophecy in Isaiah 9. Of course, there's the prophecy of the place where Jesus would be born in Micah 5 and the great reference to Bethlehem, which the Magi asked about once they arrived in Jerusalem. But there are other places. There's a place in Galatians 4 which talks about the birth of Jesus. And there's a place that we don't hear very much about in Hebrews 2. I remember some years ago complaining that nobody ever talked about the passage in Hebrews 2. And then I was able to visit this wonderful Second Presbyterian Church in Memphis on the Sunday before Christmas, and my great friend Sandy Wilson preached as his Advent text from Hebrews chapter 2. So somebody has noticed it. That passage says that just as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, so he himself, Jesus, also took our flesh and blood. Why? That through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. Jesus took our humanity so that he could take our mortality. He became like us so that he could die for us. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.